الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولمن صبر وغفر إن ذلك لمن عزم الأمور وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس المؤمن بالطعن ولا باللعان ولا بالفاحش ولا البذيء كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the choicest blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon His most beloved Nabi, our leader Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected friends and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us as mankind by not only having given us iman but by having put us in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And being in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually means we are in the spiritual family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anybody can say, I've got two prophets in my family. One is Adam alayhi salam. All of us come from Adam alayhi salam. And the other one is I'm in the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well by virtue of being in the ummah. And when we make a statement like that, then we must understand that our action must also be according to that. So while we call ourselves believers, is our action in keeping with a believer. And when we call ourselves as ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is our conduct in keeping with the correct conduct and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's one beautiful ayat of the Quran which we very briefly went across about 2 or 3 weeks ago when we discussed the successful believers. One of the qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said is, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ Those people who turn away from laghwa. Now laghwa, we translate it as futile activities. Activities that do not have benefit. Activities that could be permissible but are absolutely without any benefit. Or activities that are such that instead of benefit, they've got more harm. And one is the useless and the futile entertainment people find themselves in. That is one of the examples of that. But another example of a futile activity is this in our social interaction with people, how we respond to people. It's very important sometimes when we need to respond with two people in whichever way it might be, we must just measure our words and we must just keep a check on our akhlaq and ask ourselves that will there be any benefit in my response to that person? We are the ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the reciters of the Quran. Being in the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the things of his character is the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, itfa' billati hiya ahsan, as-sayyi'a. That when there is any bad or evil, then your response should be much better than that bad one. In other words, you do not respond to badness with badness. Now that is such a difficult thing for some people to understand. But that is what it means to be a believer. That is what it means to stay away and avoid futile activities. And as long as a person practices in this way, not only will he be practicing on the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will be using a miracle of the Quran in this day and age. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like we said, did not conquer people's hearts. He did not conquer nations and their lands with weapons. He conquered the hearts of the people. Now, you can never conquer a heart of a person with a weapon. You only conquer the heart of a person with the miraculous teachings of the Quran. We just have to bring that into our social interaction on every occasion that might come about. We are not gangsters, my respected friends and brothers. We are Muslimin. We have our temper. We have our weak points. But we must not act like gangsters. And when a situation comes, one is we start a situation. Deliberately we go and cause a problem in somebody's life because we have got some weakness in ourselves. That is not what we are talking about. We are talking about when we have a need to respond to somebody else, we need to measure our akhlaq and our words and see that how best can I bring this situation, which is now a problem, into a non-situation. We always advise the people who come to us sometime with dispute, and it's an advice to ourselves, also to myself first, don't make one problem into two problems. Don't make one problem into 10 problems. Focus on the matter and see which Quranic teaching can you apply here to remove that situation. We give an example. Sayyidina Zainul Abidin, rahmatullah alayh, he is the grandson of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and the great-grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He, when the Karbala incident happened, he was also there, but he was spared because he was not well. He did not take part in the battle, so he was in the tent. But in any case, many years later, so he's the great-grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is recorded about him that once he was walking with a group of his disciples or his followers, whoever it might be, and a very, very wicked person with harsh words addressed him in the most abusive way and told him some very bad things. Now, obviously, if the Hazrat is walking, anybody, the boss is walking, and the people around there, they're going to go for that person, they're going to sort him out, that how can you speak to our Sheikh like that? So he stopped them. He says, hang on, wait. He addressed the person. He says, what you've just said about me, all these bad things, actually I'm much worse than that. So it's okay. He told him, it's okay. And thank you for not bringing up the other things about me. Now, what humility this must have been. If we know what is our own internal weaknesses, and if somebody runs us down, my brothers, then we must just see that how true it is what this man is just saying about me. But what if he's saying is not true, then obviously there has to be a response in a correct manner. So this person got the shock, and he says to him, now, my brother, is there any need of yours that I can fulfill? Anything you are looking for because of which you are so angry in that? Then he gave 1,000 dirhams to that person in his hand, and he moved on his way. This person obviously was totally stumped. He did not know what happened. How could this man respond to me in this way? But what was this? This was a Quranic verse. Idfa billati hiya ahsanu sayyi'ah. That repel with the best that you can bring forward to that what is evil. And we get wicked people. We get oppressive people. We get such shady and dodgy people who maybe bring us in a situation from time to time. Deliberately they go out and they handle us, my respected friends and brothers. Easy for me to say, but when the person is in that situation there, if he can exercise this kind of Quranic conduct, then inshallah he is practicing according to the sunnah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is nothing other than the Quranul Karim. So the Quran tells us in one word, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. That when the ignorant people address the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, real believers, they say salam. They say salamu alaikum, peace be upon you, brother. So many times the situation comes. Like I said, we are not gangsters, we don't start a problem. And if someone starts a problem, we don't act like gangsters, we don't stoop to the low level of that person. Now see what Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. We read the hadith the other day after Maghrib. He said, a believer is not one. لَيْسَ الْمُؤْمِنُ الطَّعَانِ. He is not one who taunts people. وَلَا بِاللَّعَانِ. Neither is he one that curses people. وَلَا بِالْفَحِشِ. And neither is he immoral in his speech. وَلَا بَذِي. And neither is he abusive in his speech. Now, alhamdulillah, we said we are in the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, we are not supposed to resort to any of these things because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say it does not behove a believer. And that person who cursed the great-grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was so upset afterwards when he sat down. And every believer will sit down, or any person sit down later on, and he will start reflecting on his action. That he went back and he knocked on the door of Sayyidina Zain al-Abidin radiallahu an, and he says, I take an oath that you definitely fall in the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's how you are, and the way this man was overtaken. So nevertheless, my respected friends and brothers, these are the four things Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says do not behove us. And then to become, one is abusive with the tongue. We don't go the other extra mile. Some people will actually become physically abusive. And they will start throwing their physical weight around, pushing people. A believer does not do things like that. If a believer is doing a thing like that, he must ask himself that, am I acting like how the Quran teaches me to act? So the response, my respected friends and brothers, should either be one, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ, you avoid such a situation. And if you have to respond to the situation, you either make salam. Or you do not resort to any of these four things by bringing in them to your character, where you start stooping to the low level of that person. Or you can give an intelligent answer to that person. Just a nice, simple, straightforward, logical answer. Sometimes we overreact. So the person told us one, we give him back 10. So now we are the wrong party. We have now become oppressors. He swore us one, we gave him 10 better swears than you could ever thought of. We taught him 10 new words. So we have to be careful. Sayyid Ismail Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was one of the great activists who was involved in the liberation struggle against the British in India in those years. It is said once he was giving a bayan in the Grand Masjid in New Delhi, and while he was giving this lecture of his, one person stood up and abused him and told him, you, and this was a great alim, plus he had noble lineage also, he says, you are an illegitimate child. You know the English word for it, second letter of the alphabet. You call him that. So obviously, who's going to take that down? Today we'll get very angry. We'll give him back 3. And we say, I'm going to now file a lawsuit against you for defamation of character. Any of those things. Hazrat just was calm and he says, yes, what you are saying, actually, I think you have been misinformed. My parents did get married in the proper way. In fact, the people, there are some people that are still alive today in Delhi who were witnesses to the marriage of my parents. So I'm not an illegitimate child. Finished, the person was bowled over. He had nothing else to say. So instead of giving back a swear word and telling him you are like that and whatever it might be, he gave us a beautiful conduct as was found and is found in the lives of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That, my respected friends and brothers, is a pure example of the Quranic teaching of itfa billati hiya ahsan. That you give a beautiful response much better than whatever that person is saying. There's an incident mentioned that there was one person who was sitting in the company of a very, very pious Sufi saint, and he was having his character developed. So his mentor told him, you know, when you are faced with situations, you must act in a certain way. So he asked, but aren't there other ways of also acting and approaching a situation, which there are? So his sheikh said, don't ask too many questions. But he says, no, I want to know which other ways are there where I can actually respond. This incident is mentioned. So he says, okay, the sheikh said to him, go into the masjid there, and you will find 3 people sitting and making ibadat. Now I want you to do one thing. Go and slap each one of them very, very hard. So the man went, because the sheikh told him, we wanted to test conduct of the people. And we are one of those 3, just remember that, one of those 3. So the first person he gave a slap to, the man looked at him and he carried on to dhikr. The second person he gave him a slap, the man got up, looked at him, stood up and gave him a hard slap and carried on to dhikr. And the third person, subhanallah, he got up and he said, brother, your hand not hurt, are you okay? You hit me so hard, you must have got hurt. So which are the 3 that we fall in? So he went back to his sheikh. So he says, this is what has happened. Now we have to ask ourselves, this is just an incident that is just to make us think. So he says, the first person, he has got a journey in front of him. He is considering and he is thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala got great things for me, like a king who has promised somebody that come to my palace, I want to give you something. Now you are on your way to the palace and somebody waylays you and starts struggling with you and they hit you and they kick you. You're not going to waste time to hit that person and put him on the ground and start wrestling him. You're going to get a gift from the king, so you got more important things to do. So the first saint, his response was like that, that, you know, I got no time to now respond. Yeah, I'm getting something from Allah Ta'ala. I'm busy with my dhikr, I'm busy with my ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me carry on with my work. The second one practiced according to the Quran, the one who gave the slap back. So the sheikh asked him that, now you, when he slapped you, did he tell you anything else? He said, no, he just gave me a slap and he carried on with his work. That is what we must remember. Many times when we are responding, response is permissible, but will we now stand up and hit the person and give him 5 or 6 other shots just to put him in his place, to teach him a lesson, and plus swear him also over and above? Quran says no. Wal juruha qisas, al ayna bil ayni wal anfa bil anf. Everything must be equal. So the man gave an equal slap and he carried on with his third, with his dhikr. And he says that the third one is concerned. He says that is the ayn, Sunnah of the Anbiya. That is the actual Sunnah of the Anbiya and the Sunnah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That when these people used to be addressed in a manner, or when they were dealt with in a manner that was unbecoming, they used to make sure that they do not lose their dignity, but in response they used to act in the most beautiful way. Like for example, in the Quran, the people said to one of the Nabi, Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salam, and to Hazrat Hud alayhi salam, that inna lanaraka fi dalalim mubin. Imagine a Nabi. The people tell him, you are totally lost. Dalalim mubin means an open deviation. He says, laysa bi dalalatu. He says, you know, but I am not lost. One Nabi that people told him, inna lanaraka fi safahati. We see you as a foolish man. They're telling a Nabi he is foolish. He says, qala yaqum laysa bi safahati. I am not foolish. Now when it comes to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and when you look at his conduct, the entire life of his, especially in Makkah Mukarramah, was just on the receiving end from the enemies who persecuted him, who called him all kinds of things, who actually composed evil poetry against him, and who did all kinds of things to discredit him. And then we find when the occasion comes to now retaliate, we have the famous incident of the conquest of Makkah. We find Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying what? La tathriba alaykum al-yawm. Today I'm not going to take revenge. I'm not going to take any kind of action against you. Look at the occasion of the Battle of Uhud. That was now a situation of fighting. Blood was being shed at that time. Lives were being taken. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself is bleeding. And he's saying, Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, guide my people, because they do not know. So my respected friends and brothers, when we're talking of laghwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, going back to the ayat of the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. Those people who avert and avoid futile activity. One of the commentaries with regard to that verse is, you do not respond in a manner that is just going to lead to results that are not beneficial, to results that are just going to yield nothing, or to such results that are going to exacerbate the problem and make it worse in a manner that it goes totally out of control. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq wa ma'alina ilmanah.